to build our own future. When Elon Musk title, Africa can't just be a tech consumer, it's time to build our own future. When Elon Musk launched Starlink into African skies, tech enthusiasts across Nigeria and beyond cheered. Fast internet without relying on patchy local networks? It felt like magic. But beneath the celebration, a question lingers quietly in the background. Are we only going to clap for foreign innovation, or will Africa start building its own giants too? This isn't shade. It's reflection. Perhaps just us. The global tech scene is speeding ahead globally. We're seeing rapid moves. AI is changing work, blockchain is redefining finance, and quantum computing is getting less theoretical by the day. China is building smart cities at scale. India just surpassed the UK in the number of unicorn startups. Meanwhile, OpenAI, Google, and Meta are reshaping the very nature of knowledge. Africa, we're catching up, but often from the sidelines. Yet this doesn't mean we lack talent. In fact, Nigeria has some of the brightest minds in tech, many of whom are building quietly or, unfortunately, exporting their genius abroad. Think Paystack. Think Flutterwave. Think Andila. But these are exceptions, not yet the norm, this matters. We can't just import the future. Here's the thing. If Africa remains a consumer of foreign-built platforms, tools, and infrastructure, we'll always be playing by someone else's rules. While Africa leads in mobile money adoption, hello M-Pesa, the backbones of our tech infrastructure, cloud hosting, APIs, developer tools, even talent platforms, are still heavily reliant on non-African systems. We need more African-built equivalents of Stripe, AWS, Notion, and even Zoom. This isn't just about pride. It's about sovereignty, security, and economic opportunity. The rise of Afrotech builders. Thankfully, a new crop of developers and entrepreneurs are changing the narrative. From Lagos to Nairobi to Kigali, a quiet revolution is brewing. Young founders are building tools that fit the African reality. Unreliable power, fluctuating internet, multilingual audiences, and informal economies. Startups like Relief, Digitizing Agriculture, Payday, Workplace Automation, and Health Tracker, Health Diagnostics from Home, are not just solving African problems. They're designing global-grade solutions from Africa for Africans and potentially the world. But they need more support, better access to funding, policy that doesn't stifle innovation, and a shift in how we view local products. Let's be honest. Sometimes we trust tech more when it has a foreign accent. That needs to change. Developers are the new oil. Every nation that has won in tech started by investing in its talent pool. Nigeria and Africa, by extension, must prioritize developers. Not just coders, but designers, product managers, and ecosystem enablers. If we want to shape the next big wave of global innovation, it won't come from importing gadgets. It'll come from exporting ideas. It's not just about learning React or Python. It's about asking, what can we build that understands our context better than Silicon Valley ever could? In conclusion, we must move from survival to creation. We've spent decades making do, patching problems, building MVPs that work despite the system, and celebrating every small win, and rightly so. But the next era is different. This is Africa's chance not just to catch up, but to lead on our own terms. Because when a young Nigerian developer builds an AI tool in Enugu that understands Yoruba better than ChatGPT ever could, that's not just innovation. That's history. And history, dear reader, is ours to write. Tomorrow's tech world won't wait for us. But if we build with intent, we won't need to ask for seats. We'll be hosting the table.